It was a small, orderly protest calling attention to some big issues facing Microsoft. Some computer users who don't want Windows 98 on their computers want a refund for the software they say they're forced to pay for. High-tech business reporter Jim Goldman has the story from our San Jose News Center.
These people don't just dislike Microsoft, they want a refund, and they may indeed have a legal leg to stand on.
We don't want their Windows, and we want our money back.
The protest was organized by a group supporting a free alternative operating system called Linux that works on most PCs. It also happens to be in direct competition with Windows 98. Linux is also gaining in popularity, but still mostly an operating system for hardcore computer users. 60 computer makers from 14 countries now sell systems with Linux pre-installed, just as Compaq or Dell sell computers with Windows 98 already loaded. The refund demand was really a stunt to let consumers know there is indeed a choice to Microsoft.
When you call a manufacturer, when you talk to someone, that Windows isn't your only alternative.
Microsoft mostly took the PR nightmare in stride, even displaying a welcome sign to the Linux community. Protesters were not amused.
You could be looking at a class action suit.
They even tried to get up to the company's ninth floor offices.
So you're not letting the people upstairs to
No, it's a business day. There's a lot of people working upstairs.
But were prevented from getting inside.
The message is, it's okay to take your money, but it's not okay to listen to you, or to pay attention to their own licenses.
For its part, Microsoft says consumers are free to choose whatever operating system they want, and policies are already in place to get that refund.
The license agreement that comes with Windows clearly states that if you do want a refund on the copy of Windows that comes with your PC, that's fine. There's nothing preventing you from doing that. You just go and contact your PC manufacturer, and they handle the process and policy for that return.
In enlightened circles, this is called a catch-22.
This subdued protest will not end here. Organizers hope to create somewhat of a groundswell to pressure Microsoft into a new refunding program. But with 25 million copies of Windows 98 already licensed, at least at this stage, it appears Microsoft has little to worry about. In Foster City, I'm Jim Goldman, News Center 4.
For the record, Linux was created by Linus Torvalds, and it's free. It's out there on the internet. Nobody owns it.